Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello and welcome back. So I told you earlier on about Mr. Puluso Siyakamela, and if you have been missing him on Mondays, well, I've brought him along to Thursday with me. So Mr. Siyakamela, good afternoon and welcome.
How are you doing, Luko?
I'm good.
And the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit.
I'm impressed with the signal in rural areas.
Yeah, I'm trying to cope. The work must move. I cannot sleep on the job.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I understand it's a very hectic week for you as you prepare for your bereavement, and we're just sending our love and condolences as the Radio Pulpit family to you and your family, Mr. Siyakamela.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
I'd like for you to introduce yourself officially, because we are also dealing with a totally different audience. Maybe if you can just also give a recap on stuff that you have been tackling over the past couple of weeks, on Spectrum on Mondays, seeing as though we are migrating, to 10 past 2 every single Thursday.
Yes, of course. No, I guess that our listeners for Mondays for the Spectrum, they really miss us, but we're still here.
Of course.
We're still here. The wheels of justice must still move. The wheels of justice must still sharpen left and right. So we've now moved to Thursday, I guess.
Yep. You've guessed right.
Okay.
So what are some of the things that you'll be tackling? And maybe if you can just enlighten us on what it is that you have done and touched on thus far. Yes, we only have about 10 minutes, but at least we'd love to know exactly who you are and what you bring for us.
Okay. My name is Puluso Siyakamela. And I'm a legally qualified person.
Come on.
LLM in banking law.
Okay.
I'm the only lawyer of the radio.
I love that one. I love that tag.
Yeah, I'm the only lawyer of the radio. We did the legal junction every Mondays, but now we have since moved to Thursday. So it's going to be a very beautiful engagement with the listeners of Radio Pulpit, and also educational, because here on the legal junction, we're touching issues that affect us on day-to-day basis. We're touching the issues like labor law, your family law. We're touching your ADR, alternative dispute resolution. We're just touching the whole space of law and trying to educate the listeners. Because like we always said, Luko, on Mondays to say, when man lives without law, man lives without freedom. So this is the main aim of the legal junction, to come and empower and educate the listeners. Because much that we are spirit-filled, we must also be knowledgeable, because on day-to-day basis, we enter into contracts, we enter into various engagements which requires the knowledge of law. So that's basically, in short, what the legal junction seeks to achieve, and I hope we're going to have a great time with the listeners as we did on Mondays.
Yeah. So going forward, what can we look forward to? And I think you will not be doing much justice if you don't do a little summary when we come back next week, when you are in studio, of some of the things you've touched on. Like I said, some of our audience at this time of the day is totally different. So maybe if you can do a little recap and a summary of some of the topics that we've touched on.
Okay. Yeah, as I've already alluded, Luko, to say, here on the legal junction, we're dealing strictly with law. So the first thing that we'll be dealing with, as we did previously on Mondays, it will be the definition. Obviously, it is the set of rules that seeks to govern human behavior. Mm-hmm. And also, we will be looking into various spaces of the law. We'll be looking into what really makes the South African law to be law. Yeah. We'll also be dealing with the issues of the English law, the Roman Dutch law. We'll be dealing with criminal law. What is criminal law? What is bail? And also we'll be dealing with civil procedure. And also here on the legal junction, we also catch up to current cases that are in court. Mm. We also look into those cases and update the listeners as to what is the status quo in terms of the proceedings that are in court.
You actually mentioned something I think we have never really dealt with, and I think it's so important because it gets a lot of the members of society angry, the issue of bail. You know, who's eligible of bail? What determines who's eligible of bail? You know, that type of thing. I think it's so important that we actually have those conversations because it can be very offensive to members of society.
Of course, those are issues. You know the challenge with the members of the community, Luko. They will find you guilty before you are found guilty by the court.
Yeah.
You still remember one day when we were in studio how shocked we were when we were talking about the denial of bail by Prophet Pasika.
Yes, yes.
You see, because already as to how things occurred and what transpired that day, people already found him guilty and so forth.
True.
So we'll also be looking into the constitutional values, because we cannot look into the law and not look into the constitution of the country, which is the highest law of the country, in terms of presumption of innocence.
Okay.
So those are the issues we'll be looking into, to say a person is presumed or declared innocent until being found guilty by a court of law. So bail, it's a privilege. Bail is something which every person is entitled to, but also there are grounds as to who qualifies for bail.
Yes.
So okay. But like I say, it's a privilege. That is why lawyers will agree with me that when we deal with bail, we deal with it as a matter of agency. It's agent by its nature.
Because sometimes also you can infringe on the right of a person in the whole process, you know? So it needs to be urgent, really. Otherwise, we end up, like you're saying, judging people before they are actually, declared guilty.
Exactly. Because remember, even the charges, they differ. We've got Schedule 1 offenses. Mm-hmm. I think when I'm back in studio next week, we'll deal with it. We've got Schedule 5. We've got Schedule 6. So these crimes, they differ. Mm-hmm. Whereby one can be eligible to what we call police bail.
All right.
He can be released just upon arrest by the police officers. But there's certain crimes where police officers do not qualify to can grant bail, then it's what we call the prosecutorial bail. So that's the bail which must be adjudicated before the magistrate or before the judge. And it should be presented either orally or through by a way of an affidavit before the presiding officers. So those are the things that we will be dealing with here on the Legal Junction. And it's midday. I think it's going to be very fun.
It's going to be very fine. I love the sound of that. Guys, he gets so busy. So it's really going to be nice to catch him in the midst of his busy schedules during the day. It's really going to be amazing to do that. Because sometimes he's traveling, and then when you try to get hold of him in the evening, or later in the afternoon, he's traveling back to Pretoria. So it becomes a huge challenge. So I'm glad that you are migrating with me into Thursday.
Yeah, no, of course, we are moving to Thursdays. Every Thursdays, we will be doing the Legal Junction, trying to educate our nation, trying to educate our listeners. Because it will be nice, Luko, that it will be done during the day. Ask me why.
Why?
Maybe you are at work, you are having some contractual obligations. Then there is Luko and Mr. Siakavela comes to your radio and say, today we are talking the law of contracts. So before you could even go consult an attorney, you can be able to get free legal advice.
just at your fingertips. You're like, hey, Mr. Sekamel, I just dealt with the situation here. What do I do?
Exactly.
Oh,
so
man.
I think the listeners must just take advantage of this show, of the Legal Junction, to see to it that they learn various things in as far as law is concerned. We will be also dealing with the law of delicts. We'll be dealing with various types of laws, the law of persons, family law, You see, because the reality is that most of our of us or most of our listeners, they go through this challenges of law. We'll be dealing with debt cancelling. We'll be dealing with debt collection. We'll be dealing with abuse by debt collectors.
Yeah.
Avoidance of calls from debt collectors, the risk thereof. So there's a lot of things that we will be attending to or dealing with here on the Legal Junction. And I urge the listeners to say, make sure that every Thursdays you are glued up to your radio, because this is just one educational feature right here on Radio Pulpit.
Absolutely love it. I've never heard a person say, hey, use and abuse me. I'm here just for you. So please be sure to use him every single Thursday and send through questions, you know, send through your situations and have him try and work them out for you. I'll be really, really glad to have you back. So, Mr. Sekomela, let me let you go back to the hard labor. I know it's a lot of hard labor there, but you're almost there. The Lord will give you strength.
Amen. Amen. No, thank you so much, Luko, and the word of comfort from Radio Pulpit. We really appreciate. I will be burying my younger brother on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Then next week, I'm back again in studio. Then we will deal with various aspects of the law and see to it that we educate our communities. We educate our listeners. And, you know, from myself, the only lawyer of the radio. This is what we will be doing every Thursday.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.